Deuteronomy, chapter 32, beginning with verse 48. On this same day the Lord spoke to Moses, "Go up to Mount Nebo, this mountain of the Abiram range, which is in the land of Moab opposite Jericho, and view the land of Canaan that I am giving to the people of Israel as a possession. And die on the mountain that you are about to ascend and be gathered to your people, just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This will happen because you broke faith with me among the people of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, by not treating me as holy among the people of Israel. You may view the land from a distance, but you will not go into the land that I am giving to the people of Israel." Chapter 33. The following is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the people of Israel before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai, and from Seir he rose like the sun for them. He was shining from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 holy ones. From his right hand a fiery law flew at them. Indeed, you love the peoples. All his holy ones are in your hand. They are seated at your feet. Each one rises after hearing your words. Moses commanded a law for us as a possession for the assembly of Jacob. The Lord was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people gathered together with the tribes of Israel. May Reuben live and not die, but may his men be few in number. Concerning Judah, he said this, 'Hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. With his own hands he fights for them, and you will be a help against his enemies.' Concerning Levi, he said, 'Your Thummim and your Urim belong to your favored man, whom you tested at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah.' He said about his father and mother, 'I do not recognize them.' He did not show regard for his own brother. He did not acknowledge his own children. Instead, he protected your word and he guarded your covenant. The Levites will teach your judgments to Jacob. They will teach your law to Israel. They will burn incense for you to smell. They will offer whole offerings upon your altar. Bless, O Lord, his strength and accept the work of his hands. Cripple those who rise against him. Prevent those who hate him from rising against him." Concerning Benjamin, he said, "Those loved by the Lord will dwell with him safely. He will be a canopy over them all day. They will rest securely against his chest." Concerning Joseph, he said, "His land is blessed by the Lord, blessed with the best gifts from the heavens, blessed with dew and with the deep waters hidden below, blessed with the best gifts produced by the sun, blessed with the best gifts yielded by the seasons, blessed with the best crops from the ancient mountains, blessed with the best gifts from the everlasting hills, blessed with the best gifts of the earth and its fullness, blessed with the favor of the one who is dwelling in the burning bush. May all these come on the head of Joseph, on the forehead of the one set apart from his brothers. Like a firstborn bull, he has majesty, and his horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them he will gore the peoples, all the peoples, to the ends of the earth. Such are the 10,000s of Ephraim. Such are the thousands of Manasseh." Concerning Zebulun, he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, when you go out. Rejoice, Issachar, in your tents. They will call people to the mountain. There they will sacrifice righteous offerings. Indeed, they will nurse on the abundance from the seas and on the treasures hidden in the sand." Concerning Gad, he said, "Blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. Like a lioness he settles down. He tears off arms and even heads. He selected the best portion for himself, the portion reserved for the ruler. He came with heads of the people to carry out the righteousness of the Lord, to carry out his judgments along with Israel. Concerning Dan, he said, Dan is a lion cub. He leaps out from Bashan. Concerning Naphtali, he said, Naphtali is abounding with favor. He is full of the blessing of the Lord. Take possession of the west and south. Concerning Asher, he said, the most blessed of sons is Asher. May he be pleasing to his fathers. May he bathe his feet in olive oil. Your door bolts are iron and bronze. May your strength be as long-lasting as all your days. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides through the heavens to help you. In his majesty he rides through the clouds. The everlasting God is a dwelling place, and his eternal arms are under you. He drove out the enemy in front of you, and he said, Destroy. So Israel settled down in safety. Jacob dwelt in security in a land of grain and fresh wine, and yes, its heavens dropped down dew. How blessed are you, O Israel! Who is like you? You are a people saved by the Lord, the shield who gives you help, the sword who gives you majesty. Your enemies will come cringing before you, and you will trample on their high places. Chapter 34. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him the whole land, the territory of Gilead as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, the whole land of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev and the Kikar as far as Zoar, that is, the plain in the valley around Jericho, the city of palms. Then the Lord said to him, This is the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over to it. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, as the Lord had said. The Lord buried him in the valley of the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old at his death. His eyes had not grown dim, and his vigor had not declined. So the children of Israel wept for Moses in the Arabah of Moab for 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses came to an end. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel listened to him, and did just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never again has a prophet risen in Israel like Moses, who knew the Lord face to face. Moses performed all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and against all his officials and his whole land. No other prophet ever displayed all of the mighty power and the great, awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of Israel.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.